No. The rest of the story. She was a magnificent cargo-bearing clipper, 216 feet long. Her name was Neptune's Car. And yet she had scarcely sailed from New York Harbor in that summer of 1856 when the trouble that would plague her entire voyage broke out. Tarker, the first mate, began brooding, and his mood darkened until eventually he refused to stand his watch. Captain Patton, incensed, stripped Tarker of his duty and his rank and confined him below decks. By the time Neptune's Car reached the South Atlantic coast of Argentina, she was struck by a terrible gale. Captain Patton ordered all sails dropped. The logic was inescapable. And yet, as the hours turned to days, the crew became anxious. If they waited for calm, particularly in those waters, they could be waiting a very long time. And the treacherous Cape Horn still lay before them, perhaps the most dangerous stretch of ocean in the world. Captain Patton, aware of the crew's mounting apprehension, held the sails down nevertheless. But then after 3 days of bobbing in the South Atlantic like a wine cork, the gale subsided, and Captain Patton ordered hoist the sails, and Neptune's Car was once again underway. Thousands of miles from her destination, the intrepid vessel struggled and strove through the churning, bubbling, boiling cauldron of Cape Horn, but the brilliant navigation of Captain Patton, guided the ship and her crew to the safety and serenity of the South Pacific. Yet one night, Tarker, the former first mate, broke free from his cell below decks, crept up toward the captain's cabin. His intent, it was later learned, was to kill the captain, take command of Neptune's Car, reset her course for Valparaiso, and he would have succeeded. But Captain Patton, sensing danger, was waiting for him. And the moment Tarker entered the cabin, the captain knocked him cold with a pistol butt and ordered him taken below once more. Almost 2 months' voyage remained between their position and their destination. And yet 50 days later, right on schedule, Neptune's Car sailed into San Francisco Harbor, where Captain Patton was hailed for uncommon navigational skill and even more remarkable bravery. For you see, while the captain had commanded the clipper by day and an equally arduous task was required each night, the nursing of the ship's original captain, who had fallen desperately ill, had become incapacitated shortly after departing New York. Thus for 100 days and nights did the new captain negotiate Neptune's Car through perilous winds and waters and threats of mutiny, finally to escort her and her cargo, a combined worth of more than $333,000 in $1,856, promptly, properly into port. Yes, I do mean to say that with the ship's first captain, Joshua Patton, either delirious or completely unconscious throughout most of the voyage, it was Mary Patton who competently commanded and navigated the remainder of it. Mary Brown Patton, Joshua's wife. Joshua's pregnant wife, age 19. And now you know the rest of the story.